Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
You know how we got to start it.
Boop squad back again.
Boop squad back again. Oh my gosh, I think I threw my shoulder out. This is why I shouldn't go to the gym.
Oh my God.
Not just doing that. I think I threw a ball or something. I can't be trusted.
You don't even have like an animal that you're throwing. Who are you throwing a ball for?
Well, it was Labor Day week and it was Labor Day.
17.
I was 17. I was drunk on wine. Mike was pouring very heavy pours of wine and we were doing the All-American thing and we were throwing baseballs outside. Awesome. Mm-hmm. We were throwing baseballs outside and I really threw one out. I don't know. Kyle was here. We gotta get Kyle on the pod.
We really do.
Everyone always asks him to come, but I feel like he'd just be like on the pod. I'd ask him a question and he'd be like, "What?
Stop.
I'd be like, "Kyle, you have to say stuff."
He really is just so candidly funny and hilarious.
He is. I say this all the time whenever I talk about people who are naturally funny, and I wake up every day of my life and I try to be funny. Like every day I think, how could I convince people that I'm funny today? How will I really
you
drive?
You don't have to convince people because you are. Every time someone's like, "Oh my gosh, you're friends with Shannon, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, she's even funnier in person."
Oh, that's really
nice. Really is what I say. I'm like, I also say that you're like even kinder and more gentle.
Oh, God.
I love you. I think people are like, "Oh, she's funny," but like, what? And I'm like, no, she's like actually like a sweetheart too.
You're
a softy.
I always talk about you because people, you know, it's funny. Someone asked me whenever I always post, like, "What should we talk about today?" So we are in full fledged beep beep boop bop mode. This is the last episode of the season, guys. I love you guys so much, and I can't wait to shut the fuck up for a month. Except for. I'm not gonna. I'm just
except for could never.
Could never. Ain't gonna do that. I'm just gonna chat on my Instagram story nonstop. Maybe I'll pick up vlogging again. Who knows? Everyone's like, "Where'd the vlogs go?" I'm like, "Who has time for that? Why? I think I could do that."
Oh God.
They're fun though. I should start them back.
Yeah. No, I've always been so drawn into the idea of YouTube. Austin's like, "You would crush YouTube." I'm like, "I fucking would. I don't wanna do it."
Yeah, who could? Like like all of our friends in LA that have that vlog and stuff. And then of course we have a lot of like friends here that vlog, like Jenica and everyone that just like bring it home on the YouTube front. But I'm like, man, it is a fucking lot of work.
It is. It's so much work. And then also like Hunter and Juge, like
they're like
my comfort show. When I moved away and I was homesick and like missed my friends, I would like watch them.
That's so sweet.
But I'm like, oh my gosh, see if you had vlogs I would watch them when I missed you. But like when I do it I'm like, oh, see, I would ruin Austin's life. He would literally be like, "Get that camera out of my face." Yeah,
like you also have to remember to do things like the YouTubers that like said, like I love watching Paige Lorenz her vlogs.
She's
and
so beautiful.
She's also just so pretty. But you have to remember to like set the camera up to like catch you like washing the dishes, and I'm like, oh my God, I would be like, why would I need to record this? But when you watch theirs, they have all this like b-roll that's just like really beautiful. Courtney, will you just follow us around with camera and vlog for us? She's like, absolutely not.
The way Courtney's like, "I'm so tired of you two dumbasses."
She's like, "Move squad, not back again." No, okay, so we did have someone ask that kind of feeds into that about first impressions, and I was just thinking about how you and I, whenever I met you and whenever we became best friends, then people would always like, "Oh, Anna Grace, like I want to meet her," or whatever they would say in general. Just like when we were freshly new friends, mm-hmm. slash if someone from like my back home like squad hadn't met you yet because they didn't live in Nashville, they'd be like, "What is it like being friends with her?" And I'm like, you guys don't understand. She's the most calming presence. Like you give this like space bum 1,000 necklaces. Although I'm giving Anna Grace this charm necklace today. like bright colors, wavy hair. You're like larger than life, like personality and just aura, but like when you meet you in person, you feel like you just like walked into like a like warm like hug from your meemaw. Like, and I know that's because you're like 800 years old in your soul, but like it's true. Crazy. You are just a calming, like everything else about you, like it's the age old don't judge a book by its cover, but like you genuinely are just like such a calming, grounding force to be around.
That always is the best compliment, because I love when people are like, oh my gosh, she's wild, she's crazy, she's got chaotic. I did have like a chaotic era where like I leaned into that, like
that
verb.
Was fun.
That was fun. It was fun. It was all fun. But like the other day I recorded a podcast with a girl who's a Reiki master, who's like very in tune with energy, and she like,
will you explain what Reiki is? Sorry.
Reiki is like a, it's like a very hands-on, you're basically like moving like white life force god energy through the body with your hands. So you're like allowing you're like channeling like angelic energy, healing energy.
Do you know what
body.
I thought it was?
What?
I thought it was those little things, those kits that people have in their desks with the sand and the bonsai tree, and they rake it like calm them down.
I'm like,
I thought that was Reiki.
It's a calming bonsai tree sand.
Do you
pit.
Know what I'm talking about? People that have those in on their desk.
Oh yeah.
And they just rake and they move the rocks and it's supposed to be calming. I'm like, they're performing Reiki.
Shannon's like, I know how to do Reiki.
This morning, I could do Reiki.
This morning I told her, I was like, I was like doing a little Reiki. And then she was like, wait, what is that? Is that the tapping thing too? I'm like, bitch, you are so confused.
Yeah, I was off. I've been off.
You were, it's okay. But she's a Reiki master. I've never been technically trained in Reiki, but I just kind of like intuitively know how to do it.
Yeah.
If a client sits in front of me and like needs something, I just kind of like know what to do.
I told Anna Grace earlier, sorry to interrupt. I told Anna Grace earlier that I am convinced like when it matters or when it's like time and you're on, you can do anything. Like it just comes to you. Like that's your gift. Like you're like, oh, I don't know technically how to do Reiki, but it literally just came to me and I performed it seamlessly. Hair flip. But like if you were on stage, like at a Blink 182 concert, and they were like, Anna Grace, get on stage, and you were like sitting in front of Travis Barker's drum set, you'd be like, like you would just like know what to do. And I'd be like, how the fuck did she do that? And you'd be like, I don't know, it just like came to me. And I'd be like, what the fuck? Like it really does.
And the way that I have like just an absolute delusional level of confidence that it would, that I'm like, yeah, that feels right. I'd figure it out.
You would.
I always said that. I'm like, one thing about me, I'll land on my feet. Shannon, we've always joked, we're like, if any people are always like, what happens if things go south with Instagram or it crashes, whatever. I'm like, listen,
we're cats.
We are cats. You can't kill me.
You can't kill us. And we gonna land on our feet, baby.
I will land on my feet. I'm like, everything's always working out.
It is.
But anyways, I was sitting in front of the Reiki master, mm-hmm. who's someone that like is highly attuned to energy.
Right.
And she was like, oh my God. I was like, what? She's like, my entire body just getting on the Zoom call with you, just like completely grounded. I feel so calm. I was like, wow.
Wow.
I was like me just like blinking and existing. I was like, I love it.
You're like, wow, cool. Anyways.
I know.
Talking point number one.
Yeah. But wow. Yesterday I did apparently heal Courtney from her 2-week long vertigo. So.
Oh, we just had Courtney in the podcast. She was the episode before you.
I know. I'm like, unfortunately, I wish her testimony was more powerful because she cried. But I really did. I just did like a few minutes of Reiki. I grounded her and she had vertigo for 2 weeks. And then she cried and she was like, it's gone.
Oh my God.
It's only gone. I was like, wow. I was like, maybe I should start doing this like more. I don't offer it to the public, but maybe I should.
Maybe you should. Honestly, sign up here today.
I've been trying to get.
Probably a podcast only going to take 10%.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We can share. These are your people. Your
I'm
customers.
Kris Jenner. I'm like, okay, 10%.
Not my mom called me the other day being like, you know, Kris Jenner came out with a masterclass. You should take it. I'm like, Mom. I'm like, that is not, someone else just made that and stuck Kris Jenner in there to smile and wave.
Smile and wave, 100%, honestly. And I've seen.
Also, they'd be making a sex tape, all kinds of things to blow up.
Yeah. I saw that Caitlyn Jenner, that she was coming out with like a tell-all about how like Kim Kardashian manipulated her rise to fame and stardom from the moment she started. I was like, is this a tell-all? Like, we know.
We know that.
Me has manipulated everyone into following me. Like, I want to be famous and make money. Not me. I actually, if I had money, I wouldn't want to be famous. I don't care about being famous as much. I just want to make money. But like, I'm like, wait, who doesn't already know that? And they're like, Caitlyn Jenner spills all. I'm like, no, she doesn't. We know.
Also, I feel like, I feel like they all just like, they meet once a month, all of them.
Yeah.
At a table.
They're like, what are we going to stir up?
Yeah. And they say, what are we going to stir up? Like, the way that I'm like, this just can't even be real, because I'm sure Caitlyn Jenner has signed so many documents in that divorce.
Yeah. Yeah.
A word could never be spoken.
So true.
You know what I mean?
So true.
But if they're like, well, let's see, things are getting a little stale, a little quiet.
A little quiet around these parts. Let's drop a tell-all. Yeah, they're real. Like, plot twist, Kim Kardashian wanted to be famous. We're like, we fucking know.
No. Yeah.
We know. Anyways, my house is quite literally a revolving door. It's fine. We got contractors. We got bathroom going. It's dusty.
Shannon did just text me last week, though, and she said, listen, we have all met as a community, and we have decided that our long-term plan is that we will relocate the compound to Florida.
We will. I really could live in Florida. Courtney, will you come? She's not sure. She's a baby.
Courtney's a baby.
We got a hard maybe out of producer Courtney coming to Florida.
You know, the direct flight from Nashville to Jacksonville, it's easy breezy. Beautiful.
Seamless.
And you also like lose an hour, so it's you time travel.
Yeah, I will think I would miss seasons. Do you not really get fall in Florida? It's kind of hot.
No, but it's like, it's breezy and it's just lovely.
If you were by the water, it's always breezy.
I am right on the water. So people that live like in Orlando or landlocked are probably like, shh, bitch, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Did you ever, I don't know why this random thought just popped in my head. I should wait till Taylor's on the podcast, not to defend herself, but to be a part of the story. But she just, you know, we just said easy breezy, like easy breezy, breezy, beautiful cover girl. Yeah. Well, there's a sorority that's called the Alpha Gams, and they're the squirrels. And so they say stuff like easy breezy, beautiful cover squirrel. And like, but like Taylor said that when she was in college and she had Twitter, remember when we were just like absolutely wild as fuck on Twitter? What is this fruit flying here?
I literally deleted my Twitter.
I think I deleted mine too.
For that exact reason. I'm like, there's just absolutely no telling what
there's
was
there's literally
that.
No reason for this to be here.
There were so many brunettes and like weird things.
I was always just like quoting any like song lyric that I thought applied to my life ever. And I was just so lame. I'd be like, cause you know, it's like Shannon is, and I'd be like doing her homework. And I'm like, what? What? Anyways, Taylor said that she saw a dead squirrel on the side of the road and took a picture of it and said, look, a dead alpha gam. And I was like,
oh my God.
Did you get in trouble for that? She's like, no.
The way times have changed.
I know. It's
like,
so funny.
That would be like, they're like, this is a death threat.
This is a death threat to the sorority. She'd be like, shut the fuck up. Anyways, I don't know why that just popped in my head, but that's really funny. All right. We got house renovations. We got trips coming up. I got live shows. I have been on the go, 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 baby. And I have simply just not had time to cook. Okay. Thank God for James. He's cooking sometimes. But also, I'm just that girl that doesn't have time, but insists that she eats amazingly delicious food that tastes homemade. I know, I'm a burden to myself. So I've been using Factor to get fresh, never frozen, ready to eat meals delivered right to my door. And I mean, legit, in less than 2 minutes, they're heated up and they are ready to devour. Here's the thing too. Honestly, no matter what your lifestyle is, Factor has the meals to help you live it to the fullest. They've got keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie. And for a bulking season, baby, Factor also has protein plus meals on the menu each week. And those are obviously James' favorites, okay? He loves protein. These meals are prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians. Each meal has all the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long because you're eating good, clean, healthy food. And not only is Factor cheaper than takeout from restaurants, it's restaurant quality. One of my favorite things about Factor's chef-prepared meals is that they actually show you who the chef is that made the meal. Like, there's a photo and a little bio about them on the packaging. It's just so cool. It makes you feel like the chef just popped into your house to make the meal. I love it. Also, they've got great add-ons for snacks like quick bites, smoothies, juices, and a ton more. You can add protein to a vegan or veggie dish if you're feeling crazy, you want to switch it up. Whatever you want to do, the options are endless. Factor's just making it so easy to eat in and eat clean for less. Also, they have some seriously good breakfast options too. And you know I hooked it up with a discount code for you guys. So head to factormeals.com/probably50 and use code probably50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code probably50 at factormeals.com/probably50 to get 50% off your first box. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. There were a lot of great taglines out there.
There really were. A lot of really good beauty content that now looking back, I'm like, was any of it real? They're like wearing a fake eyelash. And we're like, look at that mascara.
100%. I'm like, I've got to have the telescopic mascara.
Honestly, I'm wearing it right now.
Are you? Oh, well, there you go. We are the consumers.
Well, I saw Kellyanne post about it the other day. And anything she says, I end up doing. Even if it's an ad, I'm like, whatever.
I know.
Her face just looks incredible.
I try to remind myself of that when I see beauty gurus. We love Makeup by Kellyanne. She's been on the podcast before, and I try to remind myself, like, oh my God, I love that, what she posted about it, I gotta buy it. And then I'm like, I scroll to see if it says hashtag ad or hashtag like first aid partner or like whatever, and then I'm like, oh, so, and then I'm like, look, like you said, I'm looking at her face, I'm like, no, this has got to, she's got to believe in this. One, I would assume she wouldn't like post about a product she really hated, and right. Two, I'm like, I'm sold. It just looks so great on you.
It looks incredible.
Same with our friend Beck, Made by Beck. She does stuff all the time that I'm like, okay, what's every product in that entire tutorial?
I know.
I just posted this. I ran out of all my makeup at the same time, which I don't know if I made this up. Have you heard this before? You know I do be lying, but like I heard in my brain, again, I kind of made it up, that if you run out of all your makeup at the same time, that's a good sign because it means you're like using your makeup like
equally
and consistently versus one more than the other.
I've never heard that, but I believe it.
I think I made it up. I don't think it's a thing at all. Literally ever. I'll have to Google it. We'll have to fact check myself. But Anyways, I ran out of all my makeup at one time, and I thought to myself, that is so inconvenient that I have to now place a $468 Sephora order.
Oof.
Like I love my stuff. Like, I'm a redhead who gets a spray tan. I've got real interesting, like, skin tones going on because of those two things married together. But I've just, like, I'm real particular about my makeup products, and I've used the same ones for so long because they just work. And once I like something, I just commit to the bit, and I live, die, and breathe by it. But I'm like, damn, this shit is so expensive. And I get it. It goes on our face. But, like, fuck, I got to figure out some beauty haul, like, drugstore dupes.
I know, but what if you find something that works and it works?
Yeah,
because I switched makeup too much, and then my face started breaking out, and then I was like, because I was getting PR packages, I was like, ooh, a little bit of this, a little bit of that,
right?
And I was just trying random stuff.
Your skin was like, ah, what?
Ooh,
ah,
yeah, ooh, my skin was like, poof, poof, ah, ah. No, stop that. And then, yeah, so if something works for you, just
yeah, true. Okay, I'm gonna come in hot with some questions for the people. First of all, what's new with you?
Well, I've been in, not Florida, Nashville for this previous week. I'm a beekeeper.
Let's talk about
I'm a certified
bees.
Beekeeper.
So she did this event. I wanted to go so bad, but it was a retreat for your agency. Uh-huh. I'm not signed to the agency. I should have just been like, can I come?
Shannon really was like, can I come? I was like, you're technically not on the talent roster, and there's definitely not space for you, but you can stay in my room.
But you can stay in my room and come with me. I'm like, me, all of a sudden I like come on the talent show. I'm like, I can prove myself. I can be a part of this. But I saw that you guys did this like really cool, it was like a honey tasting. They had like a honey sommelier and did like beekeeper shit where they put on actual beekeeper uniforms, got like smoked out with a little thing, and then went into the hives. Tell me about it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I did not know this, which a couple fun facts for you guys. I told Shane and I have like a new bee passion, and she's also really sharing the mission, so we'll get to that.
We'll get to that part because I'm locked in.
So essentially my managers are the best, and they were like, several of the girls aren't drinking, and like some are breastfeeding, and you know just it's all women, so we've all got
girls be girling.
Okay, we got things going on, we got babies cooking in the oven, all kinds of stuff. So they were like, instead of doing a wine tasting, we're gonna do a honey tasting. And I was like, oh, love, because obviously I don't drink either. So
also, I would love to do a honey tasting, and I love alcohol and drink all the time.
Yeah.
And I would love to go to a honey tasting.
Well, and they were like, we just didn't want to do the like Bachelorette Nashville thing because like we've all done it.
Yeah,
we've
totally
lived here, we've done it. And this is like a brand new place, y'all. This is not an ad, I'm not affiliated, but it's called South Hall Farm. It just opened.
Yeah, I want to go.
It's in Franklin or Leaper's Fork.
Leaper's Fork.
Yeah, Leaper's Fork.
Which is like a really cute farm town right outside of Franklin. Yeah.
Never knows where anything is, but it's close to around here. So anyways, they're like, how do you feel, Anna Grace, about putting on a beekeeper suit? I'm like, a beekeeper suit is the content that I absolutely
live and dream by.
I will wear it all day if you want me to.
Also, kind of look like something that you already like would have put on. It was kind of like a sleigh.
It was kind of a major sleigh.
It really was.
I'll create a bee highlight so you guys can like go back and see it. If you I'm like, because it was a fit.
But I have a bee tattoo.
Oh my gosh, you do. See, that's why I was like, Shannon, you're going to love the bees. Okay, well, this is what I learned about bees. Bees are very, very, very like spiritually in tune creatures, which I can't believe I didn't know, but I didn't know. Similar to horses, and they can like sense energy, read energy, and also they vibrate at a certain frequency that's like healing. So it's
so
heals
sad that
people.
We just smack them with hats when they're at the pool or something.
Oh my gosh, no, I know. I have like a new, I mean, I am.
We'd be like, no!
I am now truly, I am a self-appointed bee advocate.
Yeah, same.
So. Before we get in, they like circled all of us influencer girly pops all around the hives on the outskirts. And we had to like basically kind of like bow and meditate for like a full minute. And the bees come out of the hives and they swarm us all around us. Because a couple of the girls were nervous, but I was me. I, of course, had to go. I was like the one that went in first because everyone's like, Anna Grace, you're going to communicate with the bees. I was like, listen, guys, all you've got to do is just close your eyes and telepathically tell the bees, I love you and you're safe with me. That's what I do with horses too. And the snake, remember?
Bitch, that's what you did with the snake. What you were like, yeah. I have to talk to him first and let him know that we're in this together. And listen, I am reincarnating a Britney Spears outfit from her performance at the VMAs, but like spiritually, I'm not here to hurt him.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, you got to bow. I surrender. I let the animal know that I'm not going to hurt them. Yeah. It's a good practice. Yeah. You do this with dog too. You know, whatever. Dogs and babies, they do be loving me. It's
true.
Because they understand the telepathic waves.
True.
So I told everyone to do that with the bees. We all walk in. We bow to the bees. They're like buzzing. They fly out. They swarm us. And it was kind of crazy.
That's intense.
They like, you obviously have a veil over your face. Like, I never felt in danger at all. And the people were like, these were not just like beekeepers. These were like This guy's a honey sommelier. There's only like three in the United States. This chick has a master's in honey beehives, like it from Georgia. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing, but it's a thing. Like,
they were going
like,
next week.
They were like very, very impressive and very educated people and like did all the safety precautions, blah, blah, blah. So I knew I was like not worried.
Yeah, you were good.
But it was still a moment where there was like bees literally in my ear that and buzz, eyeballs.
Like,
yeah, and like they're a- like on my veil that I was like, well, this is kind of crazy. There's kind of a lot of bees because there's like 2,000 in a drawer. There's like a fuck ton of bees. Like, wow. I swear there was like a million out there just in the hive. Like, it was like some astronomical, I don't know if it's a million, but it wow. was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot
yeah,
of bees.
Yeah.
So they all, as soon as they sensed our presence, they all came out because they're like, they're very like energetically like in tune creatures, which I was like, cool. So they like swarm us, they like circle us, do the whole thing. And then the moment they kind of settled, they go back into their hive. And
wow.
then they like pull out the drawers and like, who wants to hold a drawer of 2,000 bees? And like, we just took our gloves off and held them. And you got to like stick your finger in there and try the honey. And like, there's literally like bees all around it. You're just
what?
Like,
and they're like not in trying to sting you because they know that you mean
yeah,
like.
Yeah, we've like, we passed the vibe check. We like kind of bowed to them and let them know, you know, we were here. And the guy that was in charge, the head beekeeper and the honey sommelier, he was originally a firefighter who he said he experienced some like really traumatic stuff and could no longer be a firefighter. And he said he always loved to help people. And he heard that the bees were in need. And so he wanted to help bees. And he talks about how it's like,
melt my heart.
I know. He's like dedicated his life to bees and how it's like the most therapeutic healing thing he's ever done. And bees like really are healers. And I just never knew any of that.
Oh my God. Okay. This is like such a dumb question when you just said all that really sweet spiritual stuff. But like, did someone in the crowd, because I would have, and then everyone would have been like, oh, Shannon, like, come on. Like, they're talking about all this really sweet spiritual stuff. And you're like, so how often do they get stung? Do they say ever?
I didn't ask, but no, it did not seem like they ever have been stung. The guy pulls out one of the bees. He's like, this is Harold. And it's like a little bee. And he gives the bee a little tiny cork, like a little tiny cork that looks like this. And he puts it on the bee and the bee starts juggling the cork.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
You're lying.
I swear on my life.
You're lying. You're lying.
I swear there was like 15 people. I'm not lying.
You're lying.
I might have a video.
Harold, the bee started juggling a cork. You're fucking lying. You know we don't have to like make up shit for the podcast. If you are you serious?
I swear to God, check on it.
I gotta Google it.
I swear, they're out there with the bees every single day. He gives them a little cork, and he just starts going like this, and juggles it like a little hamster on a wheel.
Bees juggling. There are so many videos.
Swear the bees were juggling the cork. It was Harold. I don't know how he knew which one was Harold. And that's where I was like, is he yanking my chain right now? Could he possibly know which bee it is out of all the thousands of bees? But he did, and he was juggling a little cork. So that being said, they're very, very familiar with these beekeepers.
I'm shook to my core. I wonder if that could be so much harder to train a bee than it would an elephant.
No, because
you know what I mean?
They're basically one. So all the bees have a specific role, and that's like their role for life.
Juggling.
Also, like, he was like, yeah, you know, the queen bee mates with 40 mates a day and then like massacres them and splits them in half in the air. I was like, damn, bitch. Slay.
Why did she kill him? She's killing bees. She's not a bee advocate.
I don't know if she kills all 40 of them, but the queen bee definitely like kills them when she's done with this specific mate.
Been there.
She said she kills them off. We are recovering axe murderers, but she is not.
She says bye. I know you guys are tired of me talking about it, but the bathroom renovation literally took years off my life, and the kitchen is next, and I am trying desperately to save money where I can because there are a lot of outgoings right now, and I'm trying to be better about it, but the cold hard facts are that I'm simply always going to have to buy certain things, right? Like, I'm going to have to buy food, things for my new house, and just straight up everyday items like deodorant, toothpaste, right? I'm not trying to have stinky breath, and I'm not trying to be a smelly girl. I got to get these things. Also, maybe a little treat for myself every once in a while. Okay, so sue me. But the trick that I've been using lately is Ibotta, because you get cash back on all of these things that you were already gonna buy anyways. It's like free money. And with inflation right now, I think we can all agree that something as simple as uploading your receipt when you get back home from a shopping trip is an easy enough task when doing that means that you're gonna get money to spend to use towards something fun, okay? The average Ibotta user gets up to $120 a year in just straight up cash back from shopping. That is a flight somewhere, okay? That's a fancy steak dinner that you're not going to feel guilty about splurging on, and just so many more. It's so easy. And that's the thing about Ibotta. They give you real cash, not all those point situations that all these other apps do. Real money, the green stuff with the founding fathers on it, the stuff we know and love. You can put it right in your piggy bank, your bank account, PayPal, gift cards, whatever, but it's money, not points. Places that I love to use Ibotta the most is Sephora, gotta have my makeup, gotta beat this face, and then Lowe's for my house stuff, Best Buy for my business expenses, and so much more. So Do yourself a favor, download the Ibotta app now and use code PROBABLY to start earning real cash back. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and use code PROBABLY. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code PROBABLY.
Yeah, but he was saying that, I guess this past year, 40% of the bees in the state of Tennessee were lost, but they only lost 5% at South Hall Farm because they're like really like taking care of them. And that's where I was like so sad because I was
the 5% from the queen bee. She's fucking killing off the 5%.
She'd be fucking in this land. No,
oh my God.
That's just like how it works. But they're very sophisticated. They have like a lot of systems. They're like highly structured and like they said, they got to keep the hive warm so that the new bees will hatch. But in the winter, we were like, how do they keep it warm? And they said they like all link together and like gyrate, like vibrate and like warm the.
Oh my God. We all do that in December at Tin Roof in the green room. We all just link together and we all just fucking gyrate.
Yeah. I was like, bees are fucking cool. And then that's when I started getting really emotional because I was like, dude, without bees, like we're fucked.
Did he go down a list of things we need bees for?
Well, I mean, a lot of, you told me that you went
Let me walk you down my bee journey and how I became a self-proclaimed bee advocate. Okay. I was just pushing my little cart down Trader Joe's one day. This is years ago. This is like 4 years ago in East Nashville. Classic. East Nashville would do some shit like this. It's like a very hipster part of town. It's like the Brooklyn of Nashville. And so I'm pushing my little cart down and I see the signs and when you walk in, there was like a display of like a beehive and honey that you could buy, but there was like a message on there that said like, save the bees. Like we are rapidly losing bees per year. It gave all the percentage and stats. In my head, I was like, I don't fucking care. And then it was like, throughout the store, you will notice today, it said like a percentage of stuff that would be gone without bees. I still was like, numbers, don't care. This is a finance podcast, but I don't care. but I was like, okay. And then it was like, throughout the store, you will see, I really only read this because I was just grabbing a jar of honey because I do believe the whole thing about like, if you eat honey that is like from your actual area, pollinated in your area, it helps a lot with sinuses and stuff.
Honey is truly a natural antibiotic. Like I use it for so many things.
Yeah, but it's gotta be the honey from your area. It can't be from like California. Totally. Like it's got to be pollen from your place. So anyways, I did know that, so I was grabbing it and I was just reading it, and it was basically like, throughout the store you will see notations on any single fruit, vegetable or product that would no longer exist, would literally is now at risk of never being a thing again, which also can't be true because like we have science and they put so much shit in everything, but it was all the stuff that is at risk of going away if the bees go away. And I'm like going down the aisle. It's like broccoli. It is on every fruit and vegetable. I was like, they literally should have just said it's every fruit and vegetable because it was so many things. Yeah, watermelon. Like so many things that I was like, oh my God. By the time I was in shopping, I was like, we've got to save these bees. Anyways, I left there. I went to the tattoo parlor. I got a bee tattoo. No, I'm kidding.
I literally was like,
no, my grandpa, my pawpaw that passed away. So my Mimi, she had her and I's thing is the pretzel. So I like have a little pretzel tattoo and obviously my pretzel ring. But my pawpaw, when he passed away, he built his own boat and sailed around in it. And it was called the Honeybee. And we have all these pictures and memories. Me and my sister and brother, and obviously my mom and dad went to Florida, but they lived there for a long time. My mom and him. And we had Christmas on the Honeybee one year. Yeah, it was really sweet. So
that is so sweet.
It was called Honeybee, so I got a honeybee tattoo for him. But also, I do be loving the bees.
Do love the bees.
Protect the bees. This is a bee podcast now.
Yeah, welcome. You didn't know we were talking about bees today, but bees are so important because without them, I'm pretty sure like our entire world would collapse.
I agree. You know what would not collapse our entire world if we didn't have them anymore?
What?
Mosquitoes.
I was just about to say that. This isn't like that's so Austin calls me, he's like, oh hey, how's the bee thing? And I'm like, listen, the bees were working so hard to produce honey for us, and like we don't care about the bees. Does anyone appreciate it? They don't say thank you. The bees are just out here working. Harold's juggling, the queen is fucking, and we are doing nothing. Literally, he was like, oh my God.
Listen, Harold's juggling, the queen bee's fucking, and we don't even say thank you. That is so fucking funny.
I was truly upset. Like I was like really upset. And then afterwards we did a honey tasting, which was delightful, delicious. It was like so luxe. But I was like, what about all the extra honey? The bees worked so hard for the honey. And the head chef
go around to the table. You're just like yoking extra honey. You're like, everyone drink this honey.
Yeah, I literally like, and the head chef who was like, he literally could tell I was actually like genuinely, I was really kind of harassing him. I'm like, we really need to do something with this honey. We could distill it down. Can we put it back into the earth? Like, what can we do with it? And he's like, listen, the bees work really hard to make the honey. And like, this is a celebration. They're going to make it regardless. Yes. But he was like, but you always do want to support your local, like if you could go to a farmer's market to get local honey, because
those, Anna Grace is like, what can we do?
Those beekeepers are like, they're actually like tending to the bees and taking care of them and like creating pollination stations. Like that's a big thing, like in your yard, if you could like, you know, put a couple flowers somewhere for the bees to land. And that way we don't just like have perfectly manicured pesticide-y grass. There's nowhere for the bees to land.
We were driving around today, as we do together, because our favorite thing to do is drive around and do nothing together. And we were going to get coffee, and I passed this. I always pass it on my way back home from Starbucks to my house. It's this gorgeous field area that someone has in their yard. We're obviously like in farmland around here in Franklin. And instead of like, a lot of people grow their own fruit and vegetables around here, but this person has this just straight up gorgeous field full of different kinds of flowers. And I told Anna Grace, I was like, see, everyone talks about Taylor and Mike and everyone, and James, of course, are always like, I want to grow our own fruits and vegetables with no, you know, and like whatever stuff, not pesticides, but like all the stuff that's pumped into GMOs. Them, steroids and all that stuff. Yeah. I think essentially you do have to have some sort of pesticides, like some sort of something to keep bugs away, or all your crops will get eaten.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure there's safer natural ones. But anyways, I was like, I want a flower garden so I can go out and pick all the pretty flowers. Anna Grace looks at me dead ass. She goes, now that's a pollination station. And I was like, ah, a pollination station.
I was like, Shannon, I like where your head's at. You're supporting the bees.
The bees. Guys, I know,
it really is a movement though. And pray for your local bees.
Yeah. We got, look out for your local bees. Okay. Okay, I keep telling you guys that I'm gonna do a packing masterclass, and I need to just buckle down and do it, because you guys would be so grateful if I did that, because I am the queen of packing. I should win an award. I get a plaque. Like, we should put it somewhere. I should put it in my bio on Instagram. I don't know. I just know that I am the queen of packing, and you guys all agree. But here's the thing. Here is the thing. Packing starts with good luggage. It has got to be legit, all right? It's the blueprint of packing. And listen, I've tried them all. I've tried them all so that you don't have to. And bar none, the best luggage on the market is Base. The way this luggage will solve all your problems is actually insane. Beginning with my personal favorite aspect, the overweight indicator. Because ain't nobody trying to have all their luggage spread out for the world to see at the Delta counter while you try to remove a pair of shoes, a curling iron, and two pill bottles, all while your thongs are flying out the side because your bag was 4.5 pounds overweight and the lady at the counter convince you to open it up in front of everyone for the world to see. Well, not anymore, because Base luggage has this little red dot on the side that will come up if your luggage is overweight. It is iconic. It's also got this like stress ball squishy cushion thing on the underside of the handle for comfort. While you pull it, it glides like a dream, because there's nothing worse than a suitcase that just don't roll right. I also have two of their Weekender bags. I've given one as a gift before, actually, too, because they are just iconic. It slides right over your suitcase. It sits right on top of it. It's got so many amazing interior pockets. And my favorite thing, this genius underneath zipper compartment thing for shoes. It saves so much space. You never realize how much space shoes take up until you experience this little compartment. It's the best thing ever. Truly, they thought of everything. And functionality aside, it's just chef's kiss on the aesthetic side of things. Like, it is so chic, so trendy. It's always the vibe to look that way when you're traveling anyways. I will simply never use anything but Base, all right? And right now, Base is offering my listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/probably. Just go to basetravel.com/probably for 15% off your first purchase. That is BEIS travel.com/probably. All right, so I had some questions come in. Drips,
yep.
Drips and drabs, as James would say. I always like to pick up these little sayings that they have in London, and something he says a lot is like drips and drabs, like drips little
and little tits and tats.
Yeah, like little like bits and, oh, he say drips and drabs and bits and bobs. He'll be like,
that sounds like, oh, I'm about to say bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Bibbidi bobbidi boop, like, oh, we'll just go get some bits and bobs from the grocery store, or like it came in, like the line came in and like he was like, I remember he was asking about our meet and greet, and he was like, how was the meet and greet? And I was like, oh, it's good. He's like, did everyone come up, show up at once, or did it come in drips and drabs? And I was like, came in drips and drabs, babe. It's just so funny.
Drips and drabs, bits and bops. I'm gonna say that.
Drips and drabs, bits and bops. Okay, so we had questions come in. Mm-hmm. Drips and drabs. And someone wants to know, what would your advice, this is like an Ask AG column always, because I always ask you everything. One would actually probably be better to kind of go off of what we were just talking about with honey, but talk about your castor oil journey. Because,
oh, okay,
the only thing I know about castor oil is when Taylor gave birth to her very first baby, Walker, she took a shot of castor oil and it put her into labor. And Mike did it too, to like be one with her. And then he just had explosive diarrhea for like, she was like, yeah, we were in the hospital, I was in labor, and he was just blowing up the bathroom. I was like, oh no.
Mike said, I'm with you, baby. And I'm going
to
do this too.
I'm going to do this with you. And then she found out afterwards that you should absolutely not do that. And it's not recommended at all by your doctor to put yourself into labor. So she doesn't do that anymore.
Well, I actually wouldn't recommend typically ingesting it unless it was like some situation like that. But then I hear a lot of people like used to, their grandma used to make them. So, I mean, it's fine. It's not going to like kill you, but just for you guys.
Clearly not.
But however, I have recently gone on, I got on castor oil TikTok like 2 or 3 months ago.
Right. As one does.
As one does. You know, it's just, and it was like back to back to back videos of bitches just rubbing castor oil on their face and in their belly buttons. And I was like, hold up.
Why are they putting it in their belly button?
What's going on with the belly button? I needed to know exactly. And so I've been doing, like, I've been on a whole skin hormonal acne journey, getting my IUD out, going to acupuncture. My acupuncturist was always telling me to do castor oil packs, which if you guys are out there.
What's a pack?
It's where you like basically like wrap some type of cloth. A lot of people say like wool is a good, but now they make these like legit packs you can just buy on Amazon. It's like a castor oil wrap, and you put pour castor oil on the wrap and then wrap it around your belly, and it like really detoxes. Yep. So it like helps with like any hormonal imbalances or like if any digestion issues, like anything in the gut.
Does it make you just go to the bathroom?
No, but well, yes, but then you get used to it.
Got it.
Like it does
like
it
an iced coffee in the morning. You just get used to it.
Yeah. You just brace yourself.
I'm just like, gotta go.
Gotta go. Gotta blast. So I'm seeing all these people putting castor oil just like in every orifice. I saw this woman. She's like, I put it on my boobs for healthy breast tissue. Like everything people are saying, castor oil. My mom went to the doctor and had a mole in her face, and the dermatologist was like, put castor oil on it.
What?
I was like, dude, this is everywhere. So I recently decided I want to stop getting Botox. You know, we're all exploring our Botox journey. And
are we? Are we? Me, I'm like, 4 more units, please.
Well,
I know what you're saying. I've seen a lot of people trying to find alternatives. I mean, look at people like it was just J-Lo, like, says she's never had it. I'm kind of inclined to believe her. She says she just puts like oil on her face.
That's just like, well, you know what? Here's the thing. I do believe it now because, well, I was just getting Botox just because I always had resting forehead lines. And then it was changing my face shape too much. Like my face was looking different. And that's why I was like,
you're having issues with your eyebrows pulling too, weren't you?
Yeah. Like my face was just not taking well to it.
Right.
And every time I would go see people, they're just like, yeah, I don't know. I think this is like your face. I was like,
they're like, sorry, this is just you.
So essentially the castor oil in the belly button is kind of like a lazy girl castor oil pack. You can like buy the wrap. You can do it if you need it. You know, you always do your own research, but also Barbara O'Neill. She's like the face of castor oil on TikTok. So check her out. But if you think about it, the belly button is like our life force cord when we're in our mom's tummy.
Yeah.
And so if you put castor oil in the belly button, they say it's connected to like 72,000 like veins and arteries and all the things. And it really starts like detoxing your body from the inside out.
Oh my gosh.
So I was struggling so much with my skin. I was like, I'll fucking do anything. So I started putting castor oil in my belly button.
Worked.
Not only did it work, but it changed the way I slept. It changed my periods. It changed everything. Like my gut clear, like digestion issues. I was like, hold up. So I put castor oil in my belly button every single night, except for when you're on your period. So
you don't do it while you're on your period. Mm-mm. Why is that?
Your body's like already naturally shedding and releasing, and you just kind of like, let it do its thing. Also, my acupuncturist just told me that, and I said, okay, yes, ma'am.
You said yes, ma'am, Sergeant, ma'am.
But now our nighttime routine, I laugh so hard because also it's like, are you gonna put the oil in my belly button? I'm like, dude, if anybody fucking was observing what was going on. our routine, every single night I put a little bonnet on him. He lays
not
in
the
bed.
Bonnet.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta put my bonnet on. I'm like, it's a makeup wrap, but whatever. He calls it a bonnet. So he puts a little bonnet on, he gets into bed.
Yours kind of looks like a bonnet. It's got like ears on it or something. It's like, it looks like Disney ears.
I know, I love it so much. I've had it for years, and every time I wear it, Shannon's like, I hate it. And I'm like, I love
it. I'm like, take it off.
I'm like, I love it. So he lays in bed. I straddle him, not in a sexual way, but in truly for applying things.
Yeah. Beauty applications.
Yeah. And so I'm on top of him and I put castor oil on my face everywhere.
Like, is it dark and
it's
thick
the
or
final
what?
Final step. Everyone always asks what step. It's the final step. Seal it in. Final step of your whatever routine you do. But everyone said castor oil gets rid of wrinkles. Like, you won't need Botox if you use castor oil.
I'll tell you right now, you do not look like you need Botox at all right
now. Dude, my face is like every single, it's like it's getting, my skin is aging in reverse. Fit by Kiki, I saw her, she was like, when I saw you at my wedding, I could kind of tell you weren't getting Botox. But she's like, when I saw you this time, I thought you had gotten it. You just didn't want to tell anyone.
Yes.
Like, no.
Yeah, you were like, I'm not getting Botox. And I was like, yes, you are.
Yeah, no. Wow. I haven't gotten it in over a year. It's the castor oil. Put it on your face, ladies. Okay. But you got to get like an organic hexane for you, like do your research and da 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 da. But okay. I put it on Austin's face, whole entire face and belly button and my belly button every single night. That's our nighttime routine. That's the tea.
What kind did you just say? So people aren't just like getting shit castor oil?
Organic and hexane free.
Hexane free.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you can find it all. Look it up on TikTok. People are there's like a whole castor oil club, and the comments are like 90,000 comments of people who are just like castor oil stans. I'm like, who wow. is representing castor oil? Because yeah. their PR team is slang.
It's fucking Christian, or they went to the master class.
Yeah, they went to the Christian master class.
They took the master class.
Mom was like, I think it's only $10 a month. I'm like, Mom, who the hell wrote that master class? Because I know it wasn't Christian.
A ghostwriter. All right, so James calls me a camel, and he's not wrong, because like straight up, I don't love drinking water. So when I do drink water, I need it to really count. All right, I need it to really make sense. One thing about me that you guys already know is I am the consumer. So Element, let's talk about it. They are legit the queen of electrolyte replenishment. It is spelled like L-M-N-T. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. You've probably seen it before. I got turned on to them by none other than Taylor, because she was obsessed with them during her pregnancy. But then James became their biggest fan. So it's literally just like all over the house, all over my neighbor's house. Like it's just everywhere. Okay. But the biggest thing that sets them apart from other electrolyte drink mixes, there's absolutely no sugar, zero, just salt to replace all that lost sodium. Okay. And there's no artificial ingredients, no coloring, no fillers, no gluten. You already know what I'm about to say. Just no BS, baby. The reason it's so important, by the way, to have electrolytes in our system is because they facilitate so many different functions in our body. Things I didn't even know about, really. They conductive of nerve impulses, hormonal regulation, nutrient absorption, and fluid balance. And now I'm no scientist, and all those things sound way above my pay grade, but let me tell you something. I know they're important. I personally love chugging some Element mix in my water before and after I drink wine. It's just always helped me not have a headache the next day. I feel like because when you're drinking, you need to stay extra hydrated, so that's great for me. Also, it helps with sleeplessness, so I love that. James is obsessed with Element after his workouts, because when you sweat, you are losing electrolytes, and it is the loss of sodium. So we got to replace all that so we don't get cramps, fatigue, and all those other annoying things that come with working out. Now, everyone and their mom is using Element, by the way. So jump on the train, okay? We got pro athletes using it, Olympic athletes using it, even Navy SEALs drink it. So you know it's the good stuff. And right now, Element is offering my listeners a free sample pack with any purchase. That is 8 single serving packets for free with any Element order. That's a great way to try all 8 flavors or share Element with a salty friend. Get yours at drinkelement.com/probably. And the deal is only available by my link, by the way, okay? So you got to go to drinkelement.com/probably. And also, Element offers no questions asked refunds, so try it totally risk-free. If you don't like it, just share it with one of your salty friends, and they'll give you your money back. No questions asked. You have literally got nothing to lose. So head to drinkelement.com/probably. Speaking of straddling, someone asked in our questions that came in drips and drabs, how do I handle some, they said they're, I don't have it written down, but I'm just going to try to remember it from memory. They said they were in a long-term relationship and they were very in love, but their sex was vanilla and they were bored with their sexual relationship with their partner. And I was like, why do I just feel like,
say that one more time. You're currently in a relationship or is this a past relationship?
They're currently in a relationship. I could pull it up. Let me just read it. What to do when you're bored with your sexual relationship with your partner? I love him, but it's just so vanilla.
Ooh, okay, this is, I like this
Why
question.
Do I feel like anyone's gonna answer this question?
Okay, yeah, I got this. So, well, first of all, I recorded a podcast with I have brought on some sexperts.
I should bring on a sexpert.
You should.
I wish I could get the queen bee on.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of bees.
She's a sexpert.
We need some sexperts. You definitely do. I love a sexpert because I'm a fucking weirdo and I'm obsessed with sex, not in like a way that I'm like constantly like having sex every day, because that's not my bag. But I just love to talk about it. I love to know what people's thoughts are on it. I love to know what people's like relationships are. Shannon's always like be picturing people like fucking.
I always picture if I meet you and your significant other, I'm gonna picture you fucking. and then here's what you don't want from me. You don't want, and you would never know because I would never tell you. You don't want this. Sometimes I'd be like, I cannot picture them having sex.
I can't.
And that's kiss of death, in my opinion.
Shannon's like, I can
for
see
some reason.
One time she's like, they have very gentle sex.
Yeah, I was like, those people, they're like very gentle.
Well, sexperts have come on and we talked about how actually vanilla sex does get a bad rap. It's not always like, I think that people, if you're doing the same thing every single time,
yeah,
that's on us. We gotta like or whoever I guess is like maybe it's bothering, because we have to get brave, because I used to like be the type that would like never say anything. Mm-hmm. You have to kind of get a little brave,
yeah,
to like try new things,
right?
But it's kind of good when it gets boring, because then it's actually an opportunity for you to like bring something in, introduce right. a new idea, try a different place, like do something different to spice it up, because like it is gonna get boring and that's okay.
Yeah, you're having sex with the same person over and over. Like just it's bound to have some repetitiveness.
And I do feel like men are like very routine.
Yeah.
Like they're just like a lot more like logical and like disciplined.
Also, they're just fine. They're like, oh, this is fine. This is working.
They're like penis in hole. Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. no, do you know what I was just thinking? This thought just came to mind. And I don't want to put words in this person's mouth on that just asked this question, but maybe perhaps if you're bored with your sex life and you're thinking we're just doing the same thing over and over, I'm not liking it. Maybe that's because she's not actually like coming or having an orgasm. Because if I was actually coming and having an orgasm, but I happened to be doing the same thing to achieve that, I'd probably be okay with it. I'd be like, you know, like to me, I think like sometimes in sex, like in routines, if you're lucky enough to have a partner who does meet that the criteria of making you have the big O, then I think you're probably like, oh, I'm fine that we do that same thing every time, because the result is yes, good job. So like maybe you're bored and the sex is vanilla because you're actually not reaching that like feeling that you actually want. And in that case, you should definitely tell your partner like, hey, we like, let's try something else. Let's do this. Or like tell them, guys think it's hot when you tell them what you want them to do in sex.
Yes.
Tell them
that actually was like, that was something that I had to learn. And Shannon's always been, she's always inspired me. I would always ask her, I'm like, so how do you like say that? Or like, this is when we were like a little bit younger, because Shannon's just always so bold to tell guys like exactly what she wants. And I'm like, that's how it should be though.
Yeah.
And if your partner loves you, they want to meet your needs. They want to know 100% what you want.
James says that all the time. He's like, because I know it can be like, it can like kind of like, I don't know, like my ego doesn't like when they tell me, because I'm like, oh, so did you not like what I was doing before?
Yeah.
But like, here's the thing, maybe they didn't. And then like, and James is like, we should always be open and honest and tell each other when we do or don't like something, you know?
Yeah. And the best time to talk about sex is right after you had sex.
Yeah. Cause everyone's like euphoric and they're like, la, 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 and then you're like, you know what I loved? You know what I wish we'd do next time? It's like in the heat of the moment, the passion, it can get kind of like squirrely and you're like, oh, well now my feelings are hurt. But like right afterwards, like, yeah, say something.
Say something. Yeah, I actually do. I genuinely, I know it's like so cliche, but I genuinely to my core feel like talking about sex is the way to have better sex.
100%.
Yeah, and you kind of have to get over that hump, because you don't want to hurt the guy's feeling. Maybe that's why she's like, oh, it's like kind of vanilla and you don't want to hurt their feelings. But you're like, hey, here's a crazy idea.
Here's a crazy idea. That was so good. What if we did this next time? Yeah. Our really good sex we just had just made me think we should do this next time.
Yeah.
I also just think like people get so stressed out about talking to their partner about sex. Like they're like, it's so awkward. It's so uncomfortable. I'm like, how could something be uncomfortable when literally his like genitalia was just in your mouth and inside of you, and you're like, but I don't want to talk about it. You're like, well, yeah, y'all just did it.
You just did
you
it.
Can talk about it. I promise.
I also have one other little thought bubble that came to my mind about what? This. It was something that I've just had to swish around in my brain before, is that I think like when you're in a really healthy relationship, you can't ever compare it to a time where you were having like you were like in a toxic roller coastery, like crazy unstable relationship.
Yeah.
And that sex was just like so like dramatic.
Not to mention,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, not to mention,
I think that's a common thing people do.
It's a like, random hookup, or like a hookup with a guy that didn't even actually like you. So he was like triggering all these like fight or flight emotions, which makes everything like exasperated and like bigger and grander. Cause you're like, every time you see him, it's like a bigger deal. But then like, you're totally forgetting and putting in a box, your memory forgotten box, how you actually felt emotionally after that.
Just like
you're
unstable as fuck.
Unstable, unhinged. Crying, not happy, calling all your friends. And like, versus when you're in a healthy relationship and you're done having sex and you guys like actually just cuddle and smile and then like are happy.
Yeah.
Like you have to, you're so right. That's so, you cannot compare the two.
Well, and that's like, that was like the conversation I kind of had with the sex burn, is that she's like, vanilla sex is it's okay. It's normal. Like you're going to have that, but it can be an invitation for you to talk about it more or like spice things up. But it is like, it needs to be separate from like those times in your life where you're having like wild, crazy, toxic ex get back together sex.
I just did an episode called Dear Diary where I read my journal from 2016, which was a humbling experience. And I remember those times where I would like hook up with my ex, and I would be like, oh my God, that was like the best sex ever. Like it fucking wasn't. I was just like so emotionally, I thought sex was the way to get him back. Like I thought every time we had sex, it meant he wanted to be back together with me. So in my brain, I like romanticized and like made that sex so much crazier and wilder than it actually was, when it was really just like him getting off and then not talking to me for a week after.
Yeah. Like, so we're like, healthy sex sometimes will be vanilla, and it's okay.
It'll
be like repetitive, but it's like, it's okay.
At just make sure he's taking care of your needs.
Yeah.
And then if that's in a repetitive fashion, it's all right.
And then once you know, like you love each other, they want to meet your needs. It's just like, it's coming from a place of like, you got to take control and be like, okay, this is what I want.
Yeah. And honestly, do an upside down 69, or actually that's already upside down. do a handstand, twerk on the dick if you want. But James always says missionary gets a bad rep. He's like, missionary is fantastic. Like, people are always like, yeah, like, oh, what, you just do missionary? It's so vanilla. It's like, no, that's actually fantastic. Sorry if you guys were talking about sex. We're hearing the bathroom renovations in the background. It's just, is that coming through on the audio? Just a little bit. If you hear that, sorry, we're renovating my bathroom.
Yeah. No, I know. Missionary does get a bad rap. And that's the thing. It's like, people are always like, oh, I bet you and Austin throw it down in the bedroom. I'm like, yeah, we have really great sex because we really love each other. But I'm not like out here fucking throwing bows and like doing a handstand and gyrating.
100%.
It's like very sweet sex. So it's like, you don't have to. I think people think like, oh, I bet people are out there doing some freaky weird stuff. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I do love a good sex toy. And that could just, that's always just a good place to throw something in.
Yeah, that's easy to do too.
That is easy. Like, I'm like, oh, I got a PR package full of sex toys. Austin's, he's the one that's been like, what? And I'm like, just go with
Just go with it, babe.
Just trust me. It's fine.
Just go with it. Did you know that you can tell the difference between a laboratory-grown diamond and a natural diamond? Laboratory-grown diamonds are mass-produced in factories in just a few weeks and are very easily detected due to their distinct patterns. On the other hand, natural diamonds are over 1 billion years old and support the livelihoods of over 10 million people worldwide. The positive impact of natural diamonds is widespread. Around 80% of the value of every rough diamond remains in local communities and supports infrastructure, healthcare, education, and environmental protection. So next time you're thinking of celebrating a special moment in your life, remember that your natural diamond also protects vulnerable wildlife species and brings prosperity to many less fortunate communities around the world. For more information, visit naturaldiamonds.com. Last question, we'll wrap it up because I think you'll have a really good answer for this. Someone said, and I was like, I love this question. I bet this will definitely be a good answer for me and Grace. Trusting yourself to be the full strength version of yourself.
Like how to do it?
Like how do you trust yourself to be the full strength version of yourself?
I think the easiest and the fastest way to connect with that version of yourself, what I always like to do when I'm in just the absolute muck of something where I'm like, holy shit, this is hard.
Right.
Or shit. Can I do this?
This is hard.
I always think back to just pick one time in your life where something has just been so absolutely googly gawk fucked. And you pulled out this like superhuman strength and you're like, I did it.
Yeah.
I got through it.
You did that.
And you did that. Like, it could be anything. You're like, bitch, we be out here. Women be out here giving, having babies. Like, we are strong.
Yeah.
And we are way stronger than we give ourselves credit for.
Totally.
And so all it takes is for you to identify one moment where you're like, I was really strong in that moment.
Yeah.
And like, I can actually, that's only like 1/10 of our potential.
Right.
We can unlock so much more. So I think first it's always good to find like an example of your life where you're like, I was really tapped into that version of myself.
Right.
And then from there start to kind of like, and like you can, I you know me, I love to journal and like write out.
Reading
like,
my journal, there was an entry that was like, will I ever not feel this way? Will I ever not be this sad? Like there were tear marks on the pages. It was like, will I ever stop thinking about him? Well, and I'm like, oh my God, like that version of me, like I stopped journaling. I need to get back to it. But like, I remember thinking to like 2016 Shannon, like, yeah, you did. Like you really did. Like,
yeah.
And it's really like nice to see that kind of stuff. You're right, to pull those little moments back out.
And then you're like, oh my gosh, look how much progress I've made. Because we are such instant gratification human beings. And when we can actually see progress or things that we've accomplished tangibly, we're like, it's just like, it's so expansive because it shows our mind how capable we are.
Right.
So that's the one thing of like trusting yourself. Like, I know there's been a time in your life where you have been strong. Like, mm-hmm. absolutely. And then from there, you could do some like forward thinking, like, what is the strongest version of me? Is that the main word she just uses? Full strength.
Yeah, full strength.
Full strength. Yeah. So like, what is the strongest version of me? Like, I want you to like almost like focus on what does that look like? What situation are you handling? And like, go ahead and just start thinking through the situation.
Yeah.
Because like that version of you already exists. It's already inside of you.
Right.
That's why it's like, it's so easy for you to trust that, because it's like, especially women, like we have such good intuition and it's all about our intuition. Mm-hmm. Our strongest version of ourself is the version of ourself that's listening to ourself. Mm. That when we get a gut reaction, we act on it.
Yeah. 100%.
You know? And like the more that you are like listening.
That's why they say we're FBI agents. Cause we're like, we be finding shit out because
we
get a reaction and we know what to do next. We're like, we know.
Yeah. And so like sit with yourself and be like, okay, what would the strongest version of me do in this scenario? Say you're having a hard day. Like, what would the strongest version of me do in this moment? And like that version of you already exists inside of you. You just need to like pull her out and connect with her. And if you listen and take action, whatever your brain knows, because your brain knows.
Yeah.
Like your brain knows like the full strength version of me. She doesn't text that guy back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She doesn't do those things. Like those things that we just kind of like are like,
oh, might as well.
Feeling a little vulnerable and feeling a little weak. It's like, no, fuck that. What is the strongest version of me?
Right.
Do? And you're going to get the answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You don't even have to be like super intuitive. Like you're going to know what to do. And if you act on it, that's how you like really, 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 really hold yourself accountable to trusting that version of yourself. But you just got to call her out. You got to connect with her a little bit.
You're like, I know you're in there, bitch. Knock, knock. Wake up.
Yeah. Wake up. Don't fall asleep with the wheel on me.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, you have the best advice ever. You're so like eloquent in the way that you speak. Thank you. Like, anyways, don't fucking text it back because blah, blah, blah. You're like, to find the highest version of yourself, you really just got to do it. I'm like, she already exists. I'm like, tell that bitch.
Tell that bitch to wake the fuck up. But it is true. Like, it's in like women, we are programmed to be strong. Like, we are here to do hard things.
Also, there's never been a time, and this is such a basic thing to say, but there's never been a time in my life where, just to use the example, like you said, like texting a guy back that you know you shouldn't text back. There's never been a time where I didn't text someone back. And then the next morning I was like, fuck, I wish I did text him. No, you wake up and you're like, dee, 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 I didn't text him back.
Yeah.
There is always a time where you give yourself permission to be that lower, more vulnerable person of yourself, which is fine. We've all been there. And you wake up the next morning and you're like, why the fuck did I text him back? Just so that he could know that I would. And then I did. And then he didn't text me back. And now I'm pissing myself. Like,
yeah.
You will never regret. You will never regret taking the powerful strength version of yourself. Like, you'll never regret it.
Yeah. And that's really what it's about, is like taking your power back from situations outside of yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes taking your power back is really just taking a step back, taking a beat and not reacting.
Right.
Just take a beat. Cause then if you're feeling like, ooh, I'm feeling kind of vulnerable, I'm feeling kind of weak in those moments, like, how about we just do nothing right now? Mm-hmm. And then once we regather some of that strength, then we act.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like sometimes it really is like the most powerful thing is to just do nothing, mm-hmm. to just sit back and observe. Like, cause like our reaction really is like, we can react from a place of power. We can react from a place of disempowerment.
Right.
And like, those are our two options. And it all goes back to the same thing. Like being coming from a loving place or a fearful place. Like, don't leave me. I don't know. Or it's like, no, I fucking love myself. I'm going to sit myself. Back.
I'm good. Yeah. Gucci. I love you.
I love you.
This is the end of the season, guys. We will be back. Bruce Courtney, when will we be back?
I'm so happy I could close out the season.
You're closing out the season.
A finale.
You are my finale always. Mm-hmm. I love you. We will be back November 7th. I love you guys so madly, so deeply, so truly. There are still live shows. Get your tickets in October.
Yes.
We are going to be in Dallas, Houston, and Austin. Show up, glow up, be there. I love you guys. See me on Instagram. Bye.
Bye.